Justin Flukeback with you, visiting now with Jeff Starkey, head coach of the ACCHS Tiger Boys, who are ranked first in the state and undefeated 18-0 on the season. Coach, you win against Troy at home on the Queen of Courts night, and also a victory at McLouth on Friday night. Going back to the Troy game, 71-31, a great victory. I know it was a big night. You had, what, four different guys scoring double figures, some different guys stepping up, and sounded like really a good game from start to finish from your club.
Yeah, and the Troy game especially, I thought we shot the ball well, but I thought the kind of shots we were getting were high-quality shots for us as well.
Yeah, it's not much more of a higher-quality shot than a dunk. Didn't you have a couple dunks, including an alley-oop, that kind of electrified the fans that night?
Yeah, Jake Hansen had a dunk in the first half, which ended up actually being an intentional foul where he made the free throw and then came back and hit a three on the inbounds play. So it's a pretty exciting night for all of our kids.
And then you beat McLouth 73-51. Speaking of Jake Hansen, 30 points is quite a bit. And obviously he's had a great season, but a lot of improvement there. What stood out from that McLouth game besides Jake's 30-point night?
Well, I thought we made some adjustments at halftime and scrambled a little bit more defensively, and it kind of changed the tempo of the game for us.
You're scoring in the 70s. Is that what you expect? I mean, you haven't scored in the 70s all year, but the offensive end really doesn't seem like it's been a problem for your team really most of the season.
No, and scoring in the 70s isn't necessarily an expectation of ours. We understand that when you get to the postseason, the game's going to slow down as the deeper you get into it. So we understand that we've won some games in the 50s. We'll win some games in the 70s. We just have to adjust to the tempo of the game.
Eckert and Hansen get a lot of the accolades. I mentioned, though, that you had four guys scoring double figures in one of your games this past week. How big has it been in some of these games that you've had leads to get some of your other guys some extra time and extra minutes and help kind of bring them along and continue to build the program?
Yeah, it's been important for us, not only for this year but also for, next year and beyond. So, anytime we get an opportunity to get some younger kids out there and get them that varsity experience, it's really important.
You're two wins away from an undefeated regular season and a repeat as Delaware Valley League champions. You host Pleasant Ridge on Friday night and then don't play again until next Friday at KC Christian. Kind of a weird time for a bye before your last game of the regular season, but I'm sure you're concentrating on Pleasant Ridge and hoping just to keep sharp and avoid the letdown this time of year, right?
Right, and that's the important thing, is we're going to have some practice time coming up where we're going to have that opportunity to kind of fine-tune some things.
I was going to ask you what you do with extra practice time when you've already played 19 and you're 18-0 at this point. There's probably not a whole lot you're still looking to add in. Is it just fine-tuning and tweaking here a lot down the stretch?
Yeah, and then there's some other things, like late-game situations, certain types of presses where you don't get an opportunity. When you play every Tuesday, Friday, there aren't a lot of practices and practice time during the week, so we're going to definitely take advantage of that practice time next week.
One final question. We'll talk more about Substate next week, but you're vying to have the top seed in what is a brutal Substate, and it looks like it's going to be a Substate in which you're going to have a lot of teams that you're not real familiar with, at least not a ton of Delaware Valley League teams. There's some great teams in there, but some from the Big Seven. You're at a point to where you start thinking about Substate and get your team just kind of in a state of mind for the tough games, and do you feel like your schedule has given you enough tests to be ready for a Substate of that caliber?
I think it has, but I think you hit it on the nail where you said this is going to be one of the better Substates in Class 3A, and we're familiar somewhat with some of those Big Seven and of course obviously all the DBL teams, so it's going to be a very deep Substate, in my opinion, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be. Can't wait for that, Coach. Yeah, best of luck on Friday against Pleasant Ridge. We'll talk more Substate next week.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Starkey, head coach of the Tigers, here on the Atchison County Boys Locker Room Chat, brought to you each week by L&L Construction.